Okay, everybody, this is Chase from Access Communications, and I want to welcome you all for our Mafia 2 developer conference call. And this is Mafia 2 from 2K Games. And on the line, I have Jack Scalise. He's the Director of Creative Production, and he's going to provide a quick overview of the game, and then we're going to jump into the questions that you all submitted. I know there was a lot of redundant questions, so hopefully by the end of this call, everything's been addressed in some form. And at the end, we're going to open it up to any other outstanding questions that are left hanging, and hopefully you guys all get what you need. So, Jack, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. So why don't you give a quick overview of the game, and then we'll get to the questions.
All right. Well, the game is called Mafia 2. It's coming out on August 24th of this year for the PS3, 360, and PC. And it tells the story of a young man named Vito Scaletta and his best friend Joe Barbaro, and their rise and fall in the Mafia in the 1940s and 1950s.
All right, cool. So let's start with some development questions. Almost 8 years have passed since the original Mafia title was released. Why did it take so long for the sequel to come to fruition?
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys have all seen the way the game looks and the way it runs, how smooth it is. And it was right from the get-go, we said we want to develop it to look like that, to run like that on all three major platforms that could support a game with, you know, graphics and features like this. And the engine to do that, there was nothing out there at the time that did it, so 2K Czech chose to develop their own game engine. And that is neither cheap nor quick to do. And that was what took most of the time for the last 8 years. And, of course, games this big don't come together overnight, so we did need a couple of years to put the rest of the game together after the engine and the dev tools were built.
So what are some of the major improvements the devs have made to Mafia 2 over the first game?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, you see the graphics. You know, Mafia 1 looks great. It looked amazing at the time. It still holds up to this day, which I think is a major achievement. But Mafia 2 has to look better in every way, and it certainly does. One thing we chose to keep from the first game was the big major focus on story and atmosphere. I really wouldn't call that an improvement, but it's something that I think Mafia 1 did better than any other game of its time, and of all time, actually, and it's something we chose to bring over from the first one.
Okay, here's one of those questions that has a string of possible answers. Obviously, Mafia 2 draws from a romanticized era of Americana that's part and parcel of the American experience. Since the game was designed and created by 2K Czech, were there any challenges in obtaining in-game authenticity of that era, whether it be in the script, the game's visuals, or anything else? If so, how were those overcome?
That stuff was, a lot of it was my job. Obviously, the art is something where we just, you know, the artists flew over to New York, Chicago, San Francisco, took photographs, did a lot of research. That's something you don't really need to be from the culture to understand. Things, you know, like fashions and advertising and things like that. As far as the dialogue and the characters and things like that go, the original writer, Daniel Vavra, and I, we both worked really hard, worked together to really Americanize or Hollywoodize the script that he had written. And so a lot of that really fell to me.
So what were some of the most challenging obstacles the dev team encountered during development?
The biggest obstacle, as I said earlier, was probably the engine, the game engine, just developing this tech that not only had to work on PC, but had to work on the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360. This game, some people don't know this, but it started out, because it was 2002, it started out being developed for the PS2 and the Xbox and PCs from 2002. And then once the next console generation hit, the game engine had to be, you know, fitted to those consoles. And all the new capabilities that they brought to the table. So no longer were you, you know, confined to certain memory restrictions. Now all of a sudden, you know, we have these game consoles of today, which are, you know, technically and technologically light years ahead of what the PS2 and the original Xbox could do. So that was probably the biggest challenge.
So do you foresee the Mafia franchise progressing into even more recent time periods?
Of course. I mean, the Mafia is something that's existed for hundreds of years. It's something that's going to exist. It's become this kind of general term for organized crime. It doesn't have to be the Italian mafia. You know, we've all heard of, like, the Russian mafia or, you know, the Yakuza, the Japanese mafia. So it could go anywhere and do anything, really.
So So were there any features of Mafia 2 that didn't make the cut that you wish had? Any that might be added back in later?
There's a couple of features. You know, like I wish we had gotten the melee combat, the weapons working. Like, we have a great melee system in the game, but, you know, melee weapons aren't something that the Mafia is really known for. I mean, they're more about guns, but at one time we were playing around with things like baseball bats and pool cues and things like that, and destructible environments, being able to break things in the environment and then having those things become weapons, like hitting a guy with a chair, then the chair breaks, and you can beat him with a chair leg, things like that. I wish that we had gotten up to the same level of quality as the rest of the game. The reason that we didn't include them is because they were not up to the level of quality as the driving, the shooting, and the melee combat that we have in the shipping game.
So the original Mafia had a screenplay of 400 pages. This time around, you're boasting nearly double that with 700 pages and over 2 hours of in-game cutscenes, all done with the game's Illusion engine. What challenges did you face trying to cram this much storytelling into one game while maintaining player interest long enough to finish it?
Oh, boy. So the script started out around 500 this time when I got it, and then we got it up to almost 800 at one point, actually. And, you know, we noticed that story is good and everything, but it's, you know, games are all about gameplay. If the gameplay isn't there, if the pacing doesn't work, then not as many people are going to get to experience this wonderful story that we've written. So something we did, you know, the major changes that we did from between the original design on paper being the script and the game that you're going to play on August 24th was that it was the pacing. So if we had 5 minutes of story to tell, and it was originally designed as a 5-minute cutscene, you know, wherever that cutscene took place in the world, odds are you probably had to drive for 60 seconds to 3 minutes to get there. So if we could take some of that 5 minutes of information conveyed in that cutscene and put it during the drive, so if you drove to that cutscene with another character in the car and you could talk about stuff and give a little bit of exposition and do some storytelling there before you get to the cutscene, and therefore have a shorter cutscene, then that's a lot of what we did. We said, all right, let's not have a 2-minute drive to a 5-minute cutscene. Let's have a 2-minute drive to a 3-minute cutscene and still convey the same 5 minutes of information.
So how destructive will the environments be, and will you be able to damage through cover?
The environments aren't completely 100% destructible in that you can't knock down whole buildings. You know, this is a Mafia game, so you are using weapons, mostly, you know, projectile weapons with bullets that aren't going to knock down the whole building. I know there's one video and there's one part of the game where you do have to destroy a building and it is, you know, scripted to fall apart and everything, but that's really the only case like that. You've probably seen some videos, and you see in the demo that was released on August 10th that the cover you hide behind is partially destructible or completely destructible. So if you're hiding behind like a concrete column and a guy's shooting that with a shotgun or a Tommy gun, that will chip away. If you're hiding behind like a wooden table, for example, that will take a couple of bullets and then it'll just disintegrate. And you can shoot through certain cover, like certain guns can shoot through wood. You're not going to be, you know, there is no rail gun. You're not going to be shooting through entire buildings, things like that.
So what's the coolest, most unexpected thing you've seen someone pull off in the game?
Oh, man, it's so weird. I see stuff. I've been playing this game for years, as you probably know, and every time I play it, something new happens. Coolest, I don't know about coolest, but there's something weird happened the other day. We were demoing the game where we started playing, and the cops started chasing us, and I didn't feel like bribing the cop or running from him, so I started a fight with the cops. And then the cops ended up chasing me all across the city. And then I decided to carjack someone, and the guy had his wife in the car. So I pulled the guy out, I got into his car, and then his wife got out of the car, and then the cops flew into me, knocked the door down, killed his wife, and then fell off a bridge. Little crazy little emergent things like that always happen in the game world.
So the first Mafia was much better received on PC than Xbox. How did that affect your approach going in to make a game that has to be successful on consoles?
Well, you know, we saw the growth of the console market, and I actually was one of the consumers who was a little bit disappointed having played the PC version of Mafia And then I played the Xbox version of Mafia, and I saw the magic on the, you know, on the PC version, and some of it just wasn't there on the Xbox version. And I never touched the PS2 version, but I heard that one wasn't quite up to par as well compared to the PC version. So right from the very start, we said, and again, going back to the game engine, we said we need this game to look great and run great and support the entire feature set across the major consoles and PC. So once again, this is why it took 8 years.
So what was the most fun you had recreating this era of time?
The most fun I personally had was the music. I haven't told the story too many times before, but I handle all the music licensing for 2K. And when I saw this script a couple of years ago, I saw how much music we had the opportunity to put in this game. I called up all the record labels and I said, you know, send me everything you have that came out, you know, before the, basically the Phil Spector sound, you know, the wall of sound, the defining sound of the 60s and the early, like 1961, 62. I said, send me everything you have before that and I'll, you know, we'll take it under consideration. So we ended up with a couple of thousand tracks, and then over the course of probably 3 years, I listened to nothing but those thousands and thousands of tracks from the 50s and the 40s and some from the 30s. And we ended up with, like, I think 122 total that went into the game, and these were the 122 best and also the 122 that didn't annoy me after listening to them for three straight years.
Cool. And so the original Mafia game was released to rave reviews, but that was 8 years ago. Actually, this is sort of, you've sort of addressed this, but what have you done to evolve the series to attract a new crowd of gamers while making sure any original Mafia players can purchase without worry?
Well, as I said earlier, you know, we did carry over the story and the atmosphere. I mean, those were universally acclaimed, and they were also those are the elements from the first game that everyone considers to be best of breed in Mafia, was the storytelling, and the atmosphere. So fans of Mafia 1, you'll still get a very unique feel when you play Mafia 2. It'll be obviously different because it takes place in a different era, but they don't have anything to worry about. And for people who are completely new to Mafia, the gameplay, and just gameplay in general across all games, has evolved so much in the last 8 years. You know, think about how many amazing games have come out since 2002. So we really updated the gameplay. So if you weren't a fan of the, you know, the slower moving cars in Mafia 1, you know, which would fit perfectly in that era, a lot of the cars in Mafia 2 were much faster, cooler. You know, we have basically it's, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, you know, compared to the 1920s and 1930s, and that's where, you know, the first game took place in.
So you've already spoken to some of the aspects of this next question, but what kind of research and design was done to capture the look, feel, and sound of the 40s and 50s America? Maybe you can talk about how you got the authenticity of the cars or something along those lines, since you've addressed the look.
Well, you know, the Internet is a huge source of information as far as classic cars go. There are books on this subject. There are books on the fashions and advertising in the 40s and 50s. These are places we really look to. Music is, you know, music lives forever, so music wasn't too hard. I guess that's all I can really say about that one.
Cool. And so how hard is it to be historically accurate while making a game that is set decades in the past? Were there any aspects of this historical period that were especially difficult to replicate?
Not really. Everything was pretty simple to replicate, but we had to work within certain constraints. In just about every game I can think of that's you know, set within the last, you know, 30, 40 years, you have radio communication. So whenever you need to, you can just have the player, you know, put his hand up to his ear and his magic communicator turns on and some voice tells him what to do. As a game designer, that's the easiest and cheapest and best thing to be able to do is, you know, just, you know, kind of like in Halo, you know, Cortana just talks to Chief whenever he needs to get his next objective, something like that. We didn't have that luxury in the 1940s and, you know, the early to mid-1950s. That stuff didn't exist. There were no things like cell phones, you know, that gets lumped in there too. So it was really difficult. We had to make sure that the player understood what he needed to do. And once he was in that car, you know, that's it. We couldn't really have him veer off that path. We were inspired by history, but we weren't slaves to it. So if being historically accurate meant that gameplay was going to suffer, then, you know, we bent history a little bit. For example, the GPS. You can't have a city that's 10 square miles, which is the size of what Empire Bay is, without having some kind of GPS navigation, because it just doesn't work. And obviously the GPS didn't exist in the 50s. It's just something that, you know, we put in the game just to make it work for everybody.
So for people who are new to the franchise, is it important to play the first Mafia before playing Mafia 2?
No, not at all. For people who don't know, just about everybody died or went to jail at the end of Mafia 1. And, you know, it didn't leave us too many avenues to carry over that story or to basically just make Mafia 1.5. So it is a completely new story with similar yet much evolved gameplay. So you don't really need to play Mafia 1 in order to play Mafia 2.
Okay. The PhysX engine looks quite impressive in the game. Can we expect cover areas to also be affected? For example, a table that's already knocked down for cover is not a permanent camping ground but can quickly be torn to bits.
Yeah, this is something that you know, I touched on before. The cover is usually destructible, depending on what you're hiding behind. Partially destructible things include things like that are made out of concrete. It'll chip away. It won't get completely destroyed by lead bullets, but it will chip away. If there's an overturned wooden table, yeah, that table is going to take one or two shotgun blasts, and that's it. And the Tommy gun will tear it to pieces.
Can we get a rough estimation of how long it will take to complete the main game and side missions?
Most playthroughs I've seen take place, you know, between 13 and 20 hours. I mean, it depends on what you want to do. If you want to rush through it, you can probably get through 13, a little less. Average, I'd say, is between 15 and 20.